With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Touting the success of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump says the war on Iran is winding down. Should be over very soon. In the meantime, he's warning Tehran to make a deal with the U.S. or else.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
The president's White House address delivered last night. Mainstream media headlines often portray the rising generation as rebellious and disconnected. But in part two of our series on Tim Geglein's new book, What Really Matters, the focus on the family vice president says his study of demographics indicates there are better days ahead for America, especially among young men ages 18 to 25.
Again, no matter where you're at in the country, this demographic of young American men say they are far more interested in traditional values. They want to be married. They want to have children. They are motivated by faith and religion. They want a continuum of a faith life. And I think that this is very encouraging.
In our final segment tomorrow, Tim Geglein outlines how Americans restore a legacy of faith and freedom as our 250th birthday approaches. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission off to a great start. Last night's launch from the Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts on their way to a close encounter with the moon. Commander Reid Wiseman says they're enjoying a million-dollar view.
We've got two moon rises that we've had so far, and the view's of planet Earth. We've circled it completely, and we forgot how beautiful it is to look down on Earth.
A new agreement on DHS funding means a partial government shutdown could soon be over. Dow futures are down 532. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is taking a strong stand for religious freedom.
Legal analysts say the legacy of the current high court will include a number of things. Amongst them, an unprecedented determination to carve out protections for people of faith in an increasingly secular nation. This week's 8-1 ruling striking down a Colorado law that forbids counselors from helping young people abandon the LGBT lifestyle is just the latest. And in many of these rulings, liberal justices are joining the conservatives for big majorities. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage. Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision, legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. This is SRN News. Federal health officials have approved a new weight loss pill from Eli Lilly.
The Food and Drug Administration's decision means patients in the U.S. will soon have access to a second daily oral medication to treat obesity and weight-related issues. The drug will be sold as Foundayo. It starts shipping on Monday. The new pill joins Novo Nordisk's Wegovy pill, which has generated more than 600,000 prescriptions in the U.S. since it was approved in December. Lilly says pricing for Foundayo, for those with insurance, will start as low as $25 a month. Bob Agner reporting.
Elon Musk's space exploration company has filed preliminary paperwork to sell shares to the public. That, according to two sources familiar with the filing. It would be a blockbuster offering that's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make the SpaceX founder the world's first trillionaire. More details at srnnews.com.